Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got plenty of time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So definitely give us a call. But we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
TJ is in Kittery, Maine now.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, you guys named me the Garden Man, and I don't mind that at all. Anyway, I'm now in a Kittery, Maine from Dover. And is there a... Do I have a zone difference between 12 miles from where I live, used to live?
Not really.
For zoning? I don't think so, right?
Nope. Same zone, I would say. You'd have to go a lot more north.
Right. That's what I thought. So I'm calling it all the same.
Yes.
My second question is, I've noticed we have beautiful gardens here. Everybody owns their own garden, so I got to be careful not to touch things because they're very temperamental, these garden ladies. I have my own. They gave me my own, and I'm doing yarrow, which is a beautiful, beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm.
The yarrow. Fun to
Definitely.
Say. Pretty to look at. But I noticed I have bees around, which is good, but they're tiny. They're smaller. They're half the size of 5 years ago. Are they baby bees, or is there something going on in the environment, Mr. P? I don't know what I'm looking at, and I don't know much about bees, except for they pollinate. But the old days, these things were huge, and they're full of pollen on their legs. But these days, they're the size of a dime and not a quarter. Hmm.
Well, so, I mean, there's obviously something going on in nature with
right.
our bees. You know, the thing is there's environmental factors. There's there's manufactured issues with some of the chemicals, et cetera, being out there. So that could be, you know, some of the issues. But they're, you know, depending upon the bees, some will be smaller. You might not necessarily see all, like, the, you know, the bumblebee as often or the honeybee. There are tons of different bees out there. There are 49 species of bumblebees that are actually native to the U.S. So you could be seeing some different styles, different sizes out there. So that could be part of it, right? So that's part of it. But I definitely think, I mean, the best way to get these bees to continue on there is planting, you know, more anything that flowers in gardens to help out to produce more of these bees. Bees are a good thing. Obviously, they help pollinate. They move things around. you know, there was a movie, an animated movie a number of years ago that Jerry Seinfeld was the main character of a bee. It was called The Bee Movie, and it shows that when the bees stop doing what they're supposed to be doing, everything starts to just get to die, etc. And they're trying to save
the true story.
Bees. Yeah,
that's
so that's
true story.
That's really what you're seeing out there. I would say it's a partially man-made issue. It's by when we're spraying any pesticide, and that's including organic. We need to look at when we spray it, right? I always, when I'm spraying any insecticide or pesticide, that type of thing, I am spraying at night, at dusk.
Okay.
When it's, the sun is starting to go down. Reason being, bees are out and active when the sun is out, when it's light out. They go back to their hive when the sun starts to come down, right? So that means you have that period of time where they're not active and out and about on the plants, so that it gives the plants time to dry out from this insecticide. It also means that they're not active around the plant, so when you do spray, you're not spraying a bee that's sitting there.
Correct. Okay, good. Good call. I'm just telling you for all the other listeners also, because I'm kind of a spokesperson. Now that I'm here in a new garden, and I'm at a new Jurassic Park, and we have a beautiful gardens and all sorts of flowers, and we're doing that. And I have a big slug problem now, because last year when I talked to you, we had a drought. Now it's the opposite. It's the opposite. I got more rain than I need. I'm having a hard time. I taught a class of the overwatering, underwatering, and it's basically the plant looks exactly the same, where it's yellow on the leaves, and you don't know the difference. So I'm dealing with that later today in my seminar. But I always want to ask you first, Mr. P, because you're well smarter than I am, and then I try to teach other people and so on and so forth. But I live at Kittery, Maine now. Same kind of establishment, and got a lot of elderly people, and teach and learn, and you help me, and I appreciate your show. And as far as the bees go, there's the size I'm looking at. They're like tiny little bees. Now, are they baby bees? Is that how they work? I don't know about bees being born. Are they tiny, or are they born?
I mean, some will be tiny, but again, I think it's different stages that they're in. With the weather has been kind of odd, so you're not seeing as many out there right away. So that's something to be thinking about. It's nature. It's the environment that we're in is kind of will affect it. You know, it's kind of like that goldfish analogy. Well, you know, you put a goldfish in a small bowl, it's only going to get so big. Whereas you put it in a larger bowl, it's going to get bigger. It's not identical to that when it comes to the bees, but the weather aspect, when you have it, not a lot of sun and a lot of rain, and it's cold, bees aren't out there and active to develop and get bigger. So that has a little bit to do with it.
I do love your thoughts, and you answered all my questions. So when I get invaded by all my friends here, my elder friends, I got the answer from you.
One other thing, you had mentioned slugs, right? There's lots of slugs out there.
They're everywhere now.
There's great products that you can use for that. Like Sluggo is one from Monterey. Slug Magic is a good one.
Great name.
You know, those are types that you can use. Now, here's another one that you can use to actually help kill some of these slugs. You can actually use beer, right?
Sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah, I think you heard me. I said beer.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah. So beer can actually, what it does is you use just a little bit of it in like a small Dixie cup.
I use a lot of it, but then I'll share.
Well, so that's my father used to say it all the time. What he would do is, you know, you could go out in the garden, you could drink the beer in the afternoon, you know, at the end of the day, leave about an inch left and put in like a Dixie cup or a small cup. What it does is that the yeast and everything from it, the smell attracts the slugs to it. Might attract a few neighbors, but at the same time, it's mostly slugs that'll go there. And so what'll happen is the yeast will, and there's the sugars in it, will attract it to it. They will go into this inch of beer, and then they will drown. But it is effective. It's another way of doing it. So
that's so great. Thank
definitely
you.
Another alternative other than just using some sprays, but like Sluggo and
eggshells I use.
Yep, diatomaceous earth, same type of thing here. So those are some other alternatives to use to get rid of some of the slugs, especially this time of year when it's very wet
they're
going to be everywhere.
They are everywhere, and they're nasty, and, you know, they're just doing their job, and I don't like it. It's a slug fest I got going on. But anyway, I appreciate your niceness, and I guess I am a slug in my own way because I have fear. Anyway, brother, I appreciate your niceness to let me talk on your program.
And all right, TJ, you have a great one.
I will. You too, sir. Thank you, Mr. P.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Gregory is in Plymouth.
Gregory, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about hydrangeas.
Sure.
I have, my hydrangeas are about 6 years old, and I have never trimmed them back. They're absolutely huge, but this year they're absolutely gorgeous. But they're getting to the point where they're so large, and when it gets wet and heavy, they hang over onto my lawn. What I would like to know is what is your recommendation for when I trim them back, and to how far do I trim them back?
Okay, what color hydrangeas are they?
Sort of a light blue.
Okay, so the blue, do you know what variety they are? Are they the Endless Summer hydrangea, or are they?
No, sir, I don't know the exact variety.
Okay. So usually with blue hydrangeas, it's one of those things where you kind of say, all right, do I cut it back? Do I not cut it back? When do I cut it back? All those types of things, because you just, with the blue hydrangeas, the majority of them will bloom on old wood. So last year's growth, right? That all being said, when flowers start to bloom, they start to take over, they start to weep down, you can cut those back and not affect the rest of that year's flowers and next year's flowers. It's actually an okay thing for you. If they're starting to get too big, don't just like top them off. I like to cut them back into the plant a little bit so that when you remove the branches, it's not going to look like you just removed a clump. You know what I mean? So there's not like a hole in the center, but it looks like right. Nothing's been changed from it. So that can be anywhere from, you know, 8 inches to a foot. It's really, you know, maybe 2 feet. It all depends on your thought process. What I always like to do is go back to at least a leaf juncture, right above a leaf juncture. So when a leaf is coming out, I usually cut right above it. Instead of below where a leaf is, because then you're having just a stick in between where the other leaf junction is. So right above the leaf. And again, if it's too much, thinning it out is not going to be a bad thing. It's not going to affect it this year or next year. When it comes to anything flowering, we always say after it's done flowering, that's the perfect time to prune it. So if you're looking to really prune this tree to, this hydrangea to get it back for next year so it's not like 6-8 feet tall, you want to kind of bring it down a little bit. You can do that at this time or after you start to see a lot of the flowers start to dry out and go by. And that will allow the plants for next season to continue to flower for you as well.
Okay, because they're about 4.5, maybe 5 feet tall right now.
Okay. What size are you looking to get them to be?
I don't think there's any particular size. I just don't want it hanging over onto my lawn. The lawn is looking great right now, especially with all the rain we've had.
Yep.
I haven't had to run my sprinklers as much. I'm on a good fertilizer program from a local company that works for me. I just don't, want this affecting my lawn and then also, kind of sagging at the same time where it's not standing upright because it's so heavy when we do have rain or water gets onto them. But you say, I didn't think of this. Go to the leaf juncture. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, so you can form it to keep it that same size, or you can cut it back a bit by like a third is usually what we will say when you're doing, if you're trying to cut it back so it won't go into the other areas. But this, right now, this year, make sure you do the pruning for next year to keep it that way so it doesn't get too big next year, right? So in order to keep the flowers and keep it blooming for the next season, especially with blue hydrangeas, this is the end of this season is the time to do it before, like, next spring. Next spring, cutting it back is going to affect your flowers. It's going to affect everything. So that's why this is a good time to keep it and just keep it that shape that you want it to.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all take care.
You too, Greg. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says the Department of Justice will appeal a ruling from a U.S. federal judge in Texas that would halt new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Judge Andrew Hanen ruling Friday that the program was illegally created by former President Obama back in 2012. The ruling currently does not affect the nearly 650,000 people already enrolled in the program that protects those who were illegally brought to the U.S. by their families when they were young from being deported. President Biden saying in a statement Saturday that the ruling was deeply disappointing. And the first case of COVID inside Tokyo's Olympic Village has been confirmed, with the games set to begin in less than a week. Officials say the case is not an athlete competing in the games, but games-concerned personnel. They are now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they are expecting positive tests over the course of the event. You're listening to USA Radio News. The director of the Centers for Disease Control says the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains have sent many small rivers overflowing into the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We have some lima beans. They're just starting to get little beans on. Can I give them 10, 10, 10?
So you're looking to fertilize and just kind of push more?
Yeah.
If you're using a 10, 10, 10 in like a liquid form, maybe, because I think that, you know, the granular... It's going to take a little bit, right? That's where my concern is.
Uh-huh.
I'd look at doing more of like a liquid fertilizer that has like now that you're starting to see the lima beans themselves growing, pushing something with a heavier middle number, almost like a bloom booster. I wouldn't want to use like a bloom booster. I was looking at this the other day, like a Miracle-Gro, their bloom booster, their middle number is like 52.
Oh, wow.
Which to me, I think is too much.
Yeah.
I look at something like there's a Peters one out there that is, I want to say it's like 10, 30, 20, which is better. So I would look at using something like that to try and give something back to it to try and help them produce. Because what happens with this bloom booster, it does the same thing when it's with something that's fruiting or a flower. When those things are happening, it focuses the fertilization onto those areas. Whereas if it's not producing, it's just producing shoots, it's going to focus on pushing shoots. So when it's getting these lima beans, that's when using this bloom booster is really going to help it and push the growth on there. So I think that's going to be helpful for you, looking at something like that, or maybe even like using a Neptune's Harvest or a Dram fertilizer. Either of those would do well for you.
Okay. And I have one more question. I have a squash. And it gets flowers, but the flowers, after all, they just want to fall off. I don't know, too wet?
No, so with squash, there are 10 times the amount of male flowers than there are female flowers. So for every one female flower, you're going to have 10 male flowers. The female flower is the one that produces the squash. Okay, so what it's doing, what the plant is doing, is it's trying to make sure it gets pollinated, right? So it produces as many of the male flowers so that bees can take from those male flowers and don't have to go very far to pollinate the female. You can do this on your own if you're looking at it and saying, what's going on? I'm not getting a lot of squash. So the easiest way to tell the difference between a male and a female flower is the female flower will have a very small squash at the end of the flower petal, at the end of the flower. It's almost just, it looks like a little ball. It's very small when it's first developing. That's your female plant. All the other ones that don't have it are your male. And so what I'd want you to do is take a paintbrush, okay? Take the inside, take the paintbrush, go into the inside of the male flower, take as much of the pollen as you can from it, and then put it into the female, and that's going to help speed up the process of fertilization. Some people will even take the male flower, pluck it, and then place it into the female flower to get the pollen directly that way. But paintbrushes work. It's when I first started doing this, I was kind of the same way. I started my garden when I first had a house, and I said to the, I was talking to my father, and I was like, Dad, this, what is going on? And he was like, well, let me tell you about the birds and the bees. I'm like, Dad, I don't listen. I'm in my 30s. I get it, but you know what I mean. This is what's happening. It's the plant itself is trying to make sure it gets pollinated, and that's why it produces so many of the male flowers, to make sure it gets that pollination done.
And that's why it started dropping off then?
Yeah, because the male flower, once it's pollinated, or once it, because it's not going to produce a squash.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of pointless once done. So it just drops off, falls off, and just goes away. It's kind of like the rest of the male community.
Yeah.
We're kind of useless until we're needed.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Peter, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you have some more calls, so Nathan, who's up next?
Manya and Athena are in New Hampshire wanting a double question.
Awesome. Manya and Athena, how can we help you today?
Hi, my name is Manya, and I have a question about a cactus, and then Athena wants to ask you about an aloe plant.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a cactus. I'm not even sure what kind it is. Somebody had given it to me because it wasn't growing, and now it's thriving on me, and it accidentally got bumped, and one of the arms on it has come off.
Okay.
And I was wondering how to get it, maybe to save it and propagate it or put it in the soil so I can get some roots on it.
Okay. Well, so you definitely can. So what I'd like to see you do with that cactus is, I'm assuming it didn't just happen right now. It happened either the day before or a couple days ago.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yep. So what I'd want you to do
is... It's still kind of attached to the plant. I mean...
So I want you to cut that piece from the plant.
Okay.
Try to make it as flat of a cut to the rest of the cactus as possible.
Yeah.
So that you're not leaving like a small stem, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's right on one of the joints, so it's
okay,
not
perfect.
Like, yeah.
So what I'd like you to do is make a fresh cut on it.
Okay.
And then the rest, the area that had been kind of bumped and broke yesterday,
yeah.
I want you to make that into a fresh cut as well. Right.
Oh.
Reason being is because I want you to use a rooting hormone, a rooting powder.
Yes, I have some. Yeah.
Okay. But what's going to happen is with that, where it got cut yesterday, it's already started to callus over and heal up. Right.
Okay.
So it's not going to be able to pull some of that rooting hormone.
Okay.
To where you need it. And now when you cut it, I'm not saying cut it, you know, inches. I'm talking a minimal cut, so it's a fresh cut, so you can almost feel that it's like wet, right? It's like the, you can feel the underneath and you can see that it's a fresh cut.
Okay.
Then place it into that rooting powder, and then place it into the soil. Most cactus want a little bit of a soil. They'll have some soil, but they want to have a sandy mix to it.
It's like the cactus.
Soil?
Yeah.
Perfect. Use that. Don't place the whole plant, like, deep into the soil.
Okay.
A lot of times you can just kind of place it on the top, maybe put a little bit of soil to the sides to hold it in place.
Okay.
But that's really it. What I want you to do is let it sit for a while. Don't water it. Don't overwater it. Kind of let it sit for a bit. Most cactuses and succulents like to be dry anyways.
Yeah, I just left this alone is what I did.
Yeah, perfect. So you kind of just leave it in the soil, and if it's a cactus that you can almost grab onto, where you can just kind of see if there's resistance a little bit later on, you'll be able to tell if the roots have started to develop.
Could I take like a little twine and just have it hold on to the main plant just to hold it steady?
You could. What I would also see if you could do is almost take like a... like a knife, like a sharp knife, like an X-Acto knife, or like a box cutter type knife.
I have an X-Acto knife. Yeah.
And where it got bumped and broke yesterday, clean that spot up so that it's a fresh wound there, and then pull the plant, the spot that broke off, pull it back to the main stem so there's some contact between the two. That will start to regrow and recallus and hold onto the plant. And by using that twine as well to hold it will help it. But the fresh cut will really help it because we're trying to almost force it to regrow a callus, but callus onto the main stem.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, sounds fair.
All right, and I know Athena had a question as well.
Yes, she just got her first little plant for herself yesterday, so
awesome.
She wants to ask about it.
Okay.
I got an aloe plant yesterday, and I'm just wondering, like, how to take care of it.
Okay. Now, so an aloe plant is just like the cactus. It's a succulent plant that likes... it doesn't need to be watered as much, just like the other succulents. But when you do water it, you want to water it deeply, right? So when we say deeply, you want to make sure the water seeps all the way into it. So sometimes what we can do is you can take the aloe and put it into like a sink and put the faucet just on a drip. So it slowly goes into the plant and will slowly water it. And you can leave it in the sink for like half hour or so. You don't have to do it all the time. You can do it maybe a couple times a week, depending upon how warm it is, if you have it in the house, etc. Right? The great thing is you can use it for so many helpful, scrapes and burns and everything, and the plant will regrow. It can actually take some time for it to regrow, but it's definitely worth it. Now, you want to keep this plant. It can take full sun, or it'll take a little bit of shade. So it's definitely in like a south-facing window, if you can, even like a... southwest facing window, that type of thing. You want to have sandy soil. So if you need to repot it at any time, it seems like you just got it, so you won't need to right away, but use that same soil that we were talking about with that cactus if we were going to plant it that way. But definitely loves the light, but it doesn't, if you're seeing that the leaves start to turn yellow a little bit, sometimes that means it's drying out. Sometimes it means it's way too much hot sun. So you can kind of turn it a bit from the areas. I like to, if I put a plant in a south-facing window, every few days, turn it. So it's not one side getting all the sun, the other side can get some of it as well. So I find that important to do. So watering, again, maybe every couple days to take care of it. You really don't need to do a lot of fertilizing for the aloe. Maybe once a month or maybe every couple months. It doesn't need it. Don't need to repot it very often because it's a slower grower, right? I'm trying to think if there's anything else for you. So sometimes they will grow other plants coming out of it, and you can actually make multiple aloe plants. So it's definitely worth it, and it's a good plant to start out with.
Just repotted it because it was growing out of the bottom. So.
Oh, perfect. So you've done everything you can for a while. Now you get to kind of sit back and enjoy it. All right, Athena and Anya, thank you so much for the call. Enjoy the rest of your day. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I meant to say this earlier, but I'm going to be gone next week again. I have going away for the weekend to Storyland with the family. So I won't be here next week. I'll be the week after. Just wanted to bring that up. I meant to say it earlier today as well. But you know, they're great. Couple weeks mix up that Nathan's going to take care of this week, so definitely worth it. In the meantime, we're going to get to as many calls as we can, and I know we have a bunch on the line now. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jeanette is in Freetown, Mass.
All right, we'll get to those in a second. Nathan,
hey, I'm sorry,
answering the phone. For some of those other calls.
No, I'm here. Sorry, oh. My send was turned down to you. Jeanette is in Freetown, Mass.
All right, Jeanette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have two burning bushes. Would I be able to just trim those right now? I didn't get to cut them back in the spring like I usually do to keep them, you know, within a decent height.
Oh, yeah.
But
you definitely could. Burning bush are very resilient plants. You know, they're even considered invasive in New England. So cutting them back is not going to really hurt them. What I might do is, it looks like the temperatures aren't bad for the next couple weeks anyways. Not in, like, the 90s, maybe one day of the 80s. I think it'll be fine to... to do at any time right now. Usually, the reason why I bring that up is I'd be saying, it could be too hot, right? And to do that, you don't want to affect some of the plants that way. But I think you're going to be definitely fine to do that.
Okay, so what would be the maximum that I could just trim this back?
So the rule of thumb on most is about a third, but that, you know, some of the areas you might do a little bit more than others. It's not just measure it by a third. What I like to do is also look at it as a third of what's green right now. Don't look at it as a third of the entire plant. Look at a third of what's green, because if we look at it a third of the entire plant, some of those areas, if you cut back by a third, there's going to be no green there. Okay. You know what I mean? So look at the green aspect of it and do it by a third of that. The other thing is, some of these you might actually be able to cut back more, because you might cut back into the center of the plant and it's not going to affect the rest of it. You're not going to see that it's a cut, right? You'll see it as, you won't even notice it. It'll kind of fade away. But you have to look at almost each branch and say, if I cut here, will it make a hole, or what will it do? That type of thing. Okay.
All right. Usually I use the hedge trimmer to cut it back, because they're so big and they're well established.
Yep.
And now, is that a problem?
Well, so it's not a problem. What I would look to do with some of it is, when you use hedge trimmers, it's not always the cleanest cut, right?
Because
it's the cut on it is... it's quick. That's what the idea behind a hedge pruner is. It's like a quick cut. It's not like an easy cut. So what I would do is just take a look and see, on some of the cuts that you're making, did it cause damage? Did something happen? And then if it does cause like a breaking aspect to it, I would look at just pruning some of those areas out that it had the issue. Do you know what I mean? Versus...
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Okay. And the other question I have also is, my husband has cucumber plants and they have yellow spots. What should he do? He's tried spraying neem on them, but he's wondering, should he have used something different?
So neem is an insecticide and fungicide. So that can be used without a problem. What I would like to see done is, on the plant, thin out some of the bottom leaves, thin out some of the sucker growth on there. Take a look at where the stem is and where the branches come out from the side. If you're seeing growth coming out like from the corner, the crotch where that happens, thin those out, because those are not going to produce really what you're looking for. But thinning it out, you can spray with the neem, and I think you'll be fine with it. It's just going to take some time because of all the weather we've been having.
Okay. So it's the humidity that's affecting it.
Definitely.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.